At KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the 23rd day of April for 2018. Well, the Calaveras County CHP investigating a rollover accident that left one person dead. Now, details are still a bit sketchy, but the CHP was informed around 1 o'clock yesterday that a Jeep Cherokee had rolled over onto its side about 9 miles from the intersection of Parrots Ferry and Camp 9 bypass roads in a mountainous area between Highway 4 and the Stanislaus River in the eastern part of Calaveras County. Now, the victim has not been identified, pending notification of next of kin. The Calaveras County Coroner's Office was called to the scene. Sheriff's officials also responded to help rescue 2 dogs that were in the Jeep at the time of the rollover. The condition of the dogs was not reported.
Well, the unemployment rate dropped last month in both Amador and Calaveras counties, while remaining unchanged statewide. Amador County's rate fell to 4.5% in March, compared to 4.7% in February. Calaveras County's rate fell to 4.2% compared to 4.6% the month prior. California's rate remained 4.3%. Now, sectors that added jobs in the state include health and education service, manufacturing, mining and logging. Sectors that posted declines include trade, transportation, and utilities. Now, San Mateo County had the lowest unemployment rate at 2.2%. Colusa County had the highest at 18.9%. These statistics were released Friday by the California Employment Development Department.
And law enforcement and Medicare officials are again warning seniors that the Medicare card scam has resurfaced. Now, we reported on this about a month ago. Millions of people 65 or older will soon get new Medicare cards designed to prevent identity theft. But fraudsters are exploiting the nationwide rollout to try and fleece seniors into revealing personal information. Now, Social Security numbers are no longer being printed on the new cards. Instead, they will contain 11-digit personal identifiers with numbers and letters. As of this month, the new cards are being sent to the nation's Medicare recipients. Scams targeting seniors are now on the rise because scammers sense they're running out of time. So they're desperately trying to convince seniors to divulge their Social Security numbers before those numbers disappear completely from Medicare cards. In a typical call, the scammer pretends to be a representative from Medicare, claiming they want to confirm the client's Medicare card number so that new cards can be mailed. The scam artists say they need that number off your red and blue card or you will not receive a new one. In capital letters and underlined, do not give that number. Remember, that is your Social Security number. The new Medicare cards are a step forward for fraud prevention, but con artists are working overtime on new ways to scam seniors. Remember one thing, Medicare will never call you unless you request it.
Well, Calaveras County's celebrated Jumping Frogs celebrate their 90th birthday this year and will soon launch their annual Goodwill Tour, building excitement for the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. Now, this year's event is May 17th through 20th at Frogtown and Angels Camp. Every year, the frogs promote the frog jump by appearing in advance around Calaveras County and beyond. This year's tour concludes on May 16th at noon with the annual State Capitol Frog Jump in Sacramento. The 90th birthday year means more excitement than ever as the frogs and their entourage of Frog Jump committee members and handlers hit the road. The first frog jump was staged in Angels Camp back in 1928 to celebrate the paving of Main Street, and the event has grown to international prominence over the past 90 years. This year is also the 32nd anniversary of the frog jump's world record, set by Rosie the Riveter back in 1986 with an unprecedented jump, 21 feet, 5 and 3/4 inches. Again, the 32nd anniversary of that record-setting jump.
26 new patient beds, known as smart beds, have been put into service at Sutter Amador Hospital. These new beds provide several design features with state-of-the-art technology that can improve the level of patient care. The new smart beds include advanced patient controls that provide personalized comfort settings, entertainment options, and nurse call buttons, motion-activated nightlights that illuminate the path to guide patients to and from their bed, auto contour features that elevate knees when the head is elevated, and USB ports that conveniently charge a patient's personal electronic devices, and a storage area for their belongings. The smart beds were funded by community support and a matching grant by Sutter Health. Generous donations also came from Robert Dalton and Sutter Amador Hospital's Valley Emergency Physician Providers. Five additional beds will be delivered to the hospital this month for the intensive care unit.
Well, help is needed for the June 5th primary in both Amador and Calaveras counties. With Election Day quickly approaching, there's a shortage of volunteers. And while the hours and compensation vary some in both counties, the eligibility criteria remains the same. You must be at least 18 years of age and a U.S. citizen or permanent resident or student, at least 16 years old with signed permission from both parents and teachers. Now, the ability to read and speak English is mandatory. The ability to speak Spanish is not mandatory, but is desirable. Poll workers staff polling places where they're responsible for issuing ballots, assisting voters, and closing the polls after voting concludes at 8 p.m. If you're interested or for more info, visit the county's Election Department website.
And start your spring gardening off right by picking up your favorite tomato or other vegetable varieties at the Amador Master Gardeners annual plant sale on Sunday. Not sure what to plant? Master Gardeners can make suggestions and recommendations for you. Not just vegetables at the plant sale. Flowering plants like perennial trees and shrubs will also be available. There's a plant list posted on the Master Gardeners website. The sale runs from 10 to 2 at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. If you have any questions, you can call the Master Gardeners from 10 to noon any Tuesday through Thursday at 223-6838. 223-6838. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.